How are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing all right, I guess.
My name is Jim. Can I give you this? Some gospel good news. We love to hand it out to the Anabaptists. To remind them about the truth of Christ. We're born again followers of Jesus Christ. We don't belong to any group. We're Bible believing Christians. We like to reach out to Anabaptists and remind them, make sure you're following the right Jesus, keeping the right words of God, keeping his commandments. Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth. We ourselves, for many years, that's my wife Debbie, we were caught up in man-made religion. Lutheranism, evangelicalism. We know all about the Anabaptists. And as we began to study God's word, we find while the Anabaptists have more right than evangelicals, you're still following a lot of man-made religion, a lot of traditions. And our article points out that you must be born again by the gospel. That doesn't involve Sunday ritual religion and all those type of things. And we like to share with people because we love our neighbor. I have a ministry. I travel the nation and I street preach all over the country. It's what I do full time. And we go to places. We go to Anabaptist bodies, evangelical bodies. We go out into the events in the world. We're not of the world, but we go into it to shine the light. And people are being deceived by religiosity, and they haven't really come to faith in Jesus Christ, his shed blood, repent of all sin, which includes Anabaptist ways, evangelical ways. Be born again by the Spirit of God. You must be born again. You can't be born an Anabaptist. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. You can't be born a Christian. You must repent, be born again. We used to be drunks and partiers, if you can believe that. We used to be very worldly. Then as fruit you're born again, sir, holiness and obedience, you read the scriptures and you keep God's word, not an ordnung, I think they say it, or not a bunch of man-made traditions. And then you must endure in the faith to the end, coming out of the world, which you've done, but come out of man-made religion. Shamefully, I'm not saying you, we see a lot of Anabaptists doing some dangerous things. You know what that is? Closer to the world and worldly ways. And then we see Anabaptists getting much closer to both Roman Catholicism and evangelicalism. And I think in these terrible end times, I think they're going to link back up. When it was them who persecuted and killed your founding fathers, they're going back and looking, going, well, maybe they're our brothers and sisters. And so we see a lot of sin going on and a lot of compromise. And we just like to remind people with our Anabaptist tract to wake up, to study God's word. And if you're united to people that keep these false traditions, whether it's they make you wear a hat, they make you drive a buggy, nothing sinful about your buggy, I love it. But if they tell you have to do these things, all these man-made rules, they're adding to the simplicity of Christ. Does all that make sense?
Right.
What's your name?
Timothy.
Timothy. I'm James. Jim.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
You're from where?
We are originally from central Wisconsin, so we were all around the Amish Mennonite community there. We now have a homestead just about 20 miles from here, but we're never there. We travel full time. That's our house. We travel full time, fund ourselves, don't take anyone's money, don't sell anything, and we just go. And when I find people that'll listen, you've been very gracious. A lot of Anabaptists, when I go to talk to them, they're like, and they treat us like we're some kind of enemy. And what we don't see, Timothy, seriously, what we don't see is any love. And Jesus said in John 13, this will be the sign that you love. And unfortunately, a lot of Anabaptists think because we drive a car and we're not with you, they don't have to love us. But Christ's body is very big. Or it could be, but there's few that will be in it. He said few are going to enter in. And I think you probably know what I'm talking about. Don't these man-made traditions sweep people away? They focus on the wrong things.
Can.
Yeah.
Can.
Yeah.
It's so with anything, pretty much.
It's true. Can I ask what you are? Are you Mennonite?
I'm Mennonite.
So you're we call them horse and buggy Mennonites.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying anything about your lifestyle. No, our homestead is off grid. But I don't think electricity is a sin because I fire up my generator and electricity comes out of it. But we like being disconnected from the world. So we understand
there's
that.
There's a ditch to both sides of that.
I'm sorry?
There's a ditch on both sides of that road.
What's that, sir?
Being disconnected.
Yeah.
You know, you can be proud that you're not on the grid.
Well, that's true. Sure, yeah, yeah. Pride, yeah. Yeah, and that reminds me of a good point that I always bring up with Anabaptists. If you know Anabaptist history, like say Menno, and I wouldn't agree with everything Menno taught, probably, but Menno was a very godly man in many ways. He ran his whole life. He hid.
Right.
You know why? The papists and the evangelicals were hunting him down to kill him. You know why? Because he's called an Anabaptist. Because he taught people you have to be rebaptized. I grew up in a Roman Catholic family. They dipped me as a baby, or they sprinkled on me as a baby. I got baptized when I came to faith in Christ. I'm technically, by the term, I don't call myself this, but I was telling a man this the other day, I'm technically an Anabaptist, because it means those who go out and rebaptize. I go out and tell people, like my wife was born into Lutheranism, that I tell people, you have to repent, you have to be born again, and then you have to go down in the water and come up with Christ as a confession of faith. The Anabaptists were hunted down and killed because they were rabidly going out proclaiming the gospel to warn people. Have you noticed Anabaptists today just go and live in community? They're not really all that interested in telling anybody the gospel, and they've lost the Great Commission, and by that, there's no love for the neighbor. It's a great concern.
Yeah, that's, I guess our way of looking at it as our church group is if you can't tell that I'm a follower of Christ, silently preach without words.
Yeah, but you know, that's a Roman Catholic. Francis of Assisi is the one who started that. Preach the gospel and then use words if you have to. But see, Jesus didn't command that. Jesus said, what I tell you silently, what did he say? Go proclaim it from the rooftops. The prophets were said, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Let me ask you a question. Your family, nice, beautiful family. If you were driving down a road and you were going over a bridge and I knew the bridge was out and you were going to go over it and pummel, die. Would you want me to warn you or just go, well, he should have saw I didn't drive over the bridge. Would you want me to warn you, Timothy?
Well,
Jesus said, go preach the gospel.
Right.
Not just how you live. Yes, how you live is important. They don't want to see you as a hypocrite. But in love, they do see you as hypocrites. The Anabaptists, not you, in general, because many times, like I was telling you, you're being very gracious, and maybe this has God appointed. I hope I can plant some seeds in you. Many times the Anabaptists will spend hours with you about money and business. But when you try to talk to them about the gospel, they shun you like you're the enemy, most of them, 99% of them. Do you know, you want to know something? I want to share this with you. We go to Anabaptist places sometimes. And I used to go and set foot on their property, their church property. Never joined in their services, never bother them. I would wait till the men would come out to talk to them about the things of God. With my wife, do we look threatening? If I was holding a Bible, do we look threatening to you? Do you know what they've done? They call the police on us and run us off for standing, talking about the Word of God. Many Anabaptists hate the truth of God, and they're as far from the truth as Roman Catholics, your bishops. They're as far from it as many other people. And so I just remind people that the Anabaptists were people that were going and telling people the truth of the gospel, and they've lost that. They've lost their zeal. They've caught up in man-made traditions. They're very much into just ritual, Sunday, Wednesday, whatever it is, religion, like everyone else. Here you go, Christmas and Easter. You guys practice them probably, right? Keep them, recognize them. Those are pagan holidays. Have you ever looked into that? Those are started by the papists that were killing people like Menno Simons. Those are not godly holidays.
No, but I guess I would say I don't feel like we. So you're saying Christmas is not a holiday you really need to.
Did God ordain? What's the word holiday mean? Do you know where it comes from?
What is the reason for Christmas?
No, but holiday. You know where the word holiday in English comes from? Holy day. Now I'm going to ask a question. Who alone can make a holy day?
Well, that'd be you, yourself, and me if we keep it as a holy day.
No, it would be God. God alone makes days holy. God alone ordains holidays.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
And so man has ordained Christmas and Easter. Easter means abbreviated Ishtar. It's a pagan holiday. The Roman Catholics instituted it. Christmas, Merry Christmas, means Happy Christ's death. Christmas means the Mass of the Roman Catholicism. Roman Catholics.
Yeah, but,
and know, God says you can't make what is profane holy, right?
What I think, just because the world treats it that way, does not mean you're professing you're a follower of Christ. That does not mean you have to, that you can't keep it in a way that's
Well, it does, and let me leave you with this. You're being very gracious. Your family's probably cold. It does because God ordained. Do you remember when the priest touched the ark when it was fallen, and God said, don't touch my ark, Uzzah? Look up Uzzah in the Old Testament. This is the ark, and God said, don't touch it with your human hands. And it started falling, and the priest went to steady the ark. He meant very well to steady the ark. God's Holy Spirit killed him. God alone sets his ordained order, not man. And God says, I will do what I've ordained. Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep man-made traditions, go read Mark 7 today when you go home, if you remember this meeting. Mark 7, might be on my track, I'm not sure. Jesus said, if you keep man-made traditions, whether it's the washing of pots and cups, Christmas, Easter, you worship God in vain. God is holy and must be followed and obeyed. Jesus said, we must worship in spirit and truth, otherwise your worship is void. Being an Anabaptist, driving a buggy, being part of an Ornung is not going to do anything unless you're born of God's Spirit. The fruit, because that's your wife, you love her and you're faithful to her, as I am with mine. The fruit that you love God is you're faithful and obedient to Him in all of His Word. We don't change it to make it fit our lifestyle. Study deep. My track will help you. You've been very gracious. My phone number's on there. If I could ever help you, well, you call me. And can I offer something to you? If your men, your elders, ever want to meet and talk, I'm more than happy to come, open the Bible, show you deep truth. I got nothing. All I got is God's Word, and I know that these man-made religions are deceiving people into religiosity and not following Christ in spirit and truth with all that they are.
Yeah, well, you have a good day.
You've been gracious. God be praised.
Not everybody like you think they are, so have a good day.
The Word of God is our source. Have a joyous day.